We are in a dimension. I want confirmation copies of everything I send, and there is a problem with the interface. Evans, that I started sending this text has no confirmation that says has a level of verification, so it's being filters in the fact that the error caused on the OS is not able to be reported on this error. Good chaser, stop this conspiracy. I'm not repeating myself in multiple feedbacks, and I'm done with this. This is getting investigated. Serves investigated. I can't handle your stupidity that you're going to allow it. Conspiracy overrun. All of your scruples is manipulated. I can't believe you are in. The pointers in the operation of this device is highly in question to be out of their integrity of operation. From this is a second device that I've noticed remote operations, and don't give me no shit, I know what's going on now. This is a second device that I have not yet have a catastrophic events of a hack placing this device accessible to operate, but I have had that on a different device. In the process of putting this online, I have had now this is my second theory report. I've had my OS corrupted to the fact there is a problem with the interface with Google Assistant that does not allow me to use the function. Google Assistant crashes Google when I try to use the use Google Assistant training mode for the first time. Check the device was not interacting and being triggered by random spoken voice. No, and it won't trigger on an OK Google, which normally don't believe the training file has a default that allows it to be keyed with an OK Google. I have a very customized form that I would like to be able to speak to my phone correctly with terminologies. Especially when it comes to terms that are related relative my internet domain pads, so give me a break. I can't use Google Assistant the way it's supposed to be. I know when I had this same problem before I reported to send feedback. Okay. I cannot open Google for this function in this particular section of code. It crashes and it's back to that. I reset the app by uninstalling Google, as drastic as that might seem, and reinstalling Google. I'll take you. In fact, I reset the data and it was functioning. In fact, that again, I wasn't opening this part of the training part of it, but at least it would open and not crash. Now it's crashing. Somebody is interfering with my phone, and all of this feedback is going in to be filed, and it's going to be found somehow that this is investigated. My old phone, I took this phone, I demand to be investigated. They're getting into a very nasty, nasty, nasty situation. Yes, very nasty. The fact that gang stalking, according to a research findings that is also filed at NIH, has the following conclusion paragraph. Med Internet Res. 2021 Mar. 23, 3, E25722. Published online 2021 March 5. DOI 10.2196, 25722-10. 2196 25720 seconds. PMCID. PMC 7980115. PMID. 33,666,560. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gangstalking, mixed method study. Monitoring editor. Rita Kukovka. Reviewed by Jun Wen Tan. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Hash 1, 2 Gavin Brooks, PhD, No. 3 and Daniel Hunt, PhD No. 4. 1 Department of Psychiatry, Faculty of Medicine, University of Toronto, Toronto, on, Canada. 2 Center for Addiction and Mental Health, Toronto, on, Canada. 3 ESRC Center for Corpus Approaches to Social Science, Department of Linguistics and English Language, Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences, Lancaster University, Lancaster, United Kingdom. 4 School of English Studies, Faculty of Arts, University of Nottingham, Nottingham, United Kingdom. Andrew Lustig, Department of Psychiatry, Faculty of Medicine, University of Toronto, 1051 Queen Street West, Toronto, on, M6J1H3, Canada, phone, 1-416-535-8501 extension 32841, email, ac.hmac@gitsel.wordna. Corresponding author. Hashtag contributed equally. Corresponding author. Andrew Lustig, ac.hmac@gitsel.wordna. Received 2020 November 13th. Revisions requested 2020 December 4th. Revised 2020 December 11th. Accepted 2021 February 8th. Copyright Andrew Lustig, Gavin Brooks, Daniel Hunt. Originally published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, the 3rd of May 2021. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work, first published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, is properly cited. The complete bibliographic information, a link to the original publication on, as well as this copyright and license information, must be included. Abstract. Background. Gangstalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts, such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online fora to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Objective. The objective of the study was to characterize the linguistic and rhetorical practices used by contributors to the gangstalking forum to construct, develop, and contest the gangstalking belief system. Methods. This mixed methods study employed corpus linguistics, which involves using computational techniques to examine recurring linguistic patterns in large, digitized bodies of authentic language data. Discourse analysis is an approach to text analysis which focuses on the ways in which linguistic choices made by text creators contribute to particular functions and representations. We assembled a 225,000-word corpus of postings on a gangstalking support forum. We analyzed these data using keyword analysis, collocation analysis, and manual examination of concordances to identify discursive and rhetorical practices among self-identified targeted individuals. Results. The gangstalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gangstalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gangstalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gangstalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted, affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions. The study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gangstalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gangstalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gangstalking. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusions, linguistics, language, online discourse, corpus linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health. The society is in the interdependent position that we have to be able to build trust to then take the truth, and we can't do that because of this underlying pending fully that gang stalking is not real, that it's a delusion of everybody suffering from it when it is in fact the betrayal of the net to her as Vex, a classic fiction account of what it is possible if nobody's paying attention and auditing the technology, which is exactly as your role, and in the case that I can't remember his name now, is the character that the person who was at the top of the cathedral software the owner of. This that you guys Google, I give you no, you not realize that this is a, there is a movie betrayal of gang stalking cross burning into the classic example of gang stalking. Several things that can be put into reference of the position of the suffix li, it validates gang stalking as a phenomenon that is real and devalues or disables or discredits it's a mess of illusion, and that they talked about it in depth. This to which they are talking about is this: these will cause consultations of the research is not provided in the details for a reason. We do the research, do the same things they did, but they are not going to give you the methodology to discredit the systems of what they have, only the fact that they're not going to give you the admonitions to create a false narrative that disproves this ammunition. They're particularly being careful here. This is informational warfare, and you are instrumental, Google, in passing this informational warfare onto our society, and you will figure it out somewhere somehow. You're not too big for your britches to be pulled down from your high and mighty horse. I want you to have a functional civil society, and I demand to have my life back. Okay, you are responsible for the outcome of this in your understanding of your brain. You can't have a psychologically invisible interface where a human being on a technology is not capable of understanding they're being monitored, and then there's actions that are created in the world because of those monitored, and whatever they are, you can't have it. It's a God's perspective ability, or just the ability you're weak, and you can't have it. If you all do, it's technologically possible. It's not technologically ethically advisor, because it's against natural law, and it is against a moral standing against the paper that I quote in Plato. Stanford.edu. A hallmark of a paper cup. Keep getting more responsibilities. You can have a Google. You can't have it. You need to acknowledge yourself and have a conversation. He had the full feedback, to which the record is, and we have to have that conversation time to give up the ghost. And that all of these now are going. This is not religion. Corrections perfect, because I do not know how much ever it is that I should spend in focus try to get my word perfect to you, when the tool in itself is being altered to not being able to function. That's the responsibility of you to fix my phone before I proceed anywhere forward, that I have to do anything other than what I'm doing. A fuck you Google otherwise. Oh ha ha ha. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, fuck you Google otherwise. I'm serious, call yourself into understanding. I know it's on the Congress of your appearance before Congress, all of the different elements. I have to go to Congress and please some sort of way to for the before this nation, and I don't want my face appearing in front of it all. I don't want to lose my anonymity, that when you're doing these words, the impact is feedback person in a human being, that I want that impartiality. This cause is Monica Lewinsky put into perspective, being a victim of public attention, right, wrong, or otherwise, when one cannot maintain control of what is being said of oneself, and we have the right of copyright. It says we should be able to do that, but she is the first victim to come forward, and she has her campaign about anti-cyberbullying. The fact that I know the limits to which I have my own powers, and I'm trying to avoid. I don't want to have this condition that I have to live with this for the rest of my life, and if there's no civil society or council, no consulate. This is the United States of America. I'm not a hate group participant. I'm not a hate monger. I'm not an anarchist. I'm not an anti-government agent. I'm only a peaceful there, and what is happening here. I'm also a technology understanding person that does not accept that technology is not a knowledgeable thing, that they connections that we make and interact with our online lives of stuff of dynamics that we have passed surpassed a point of view that way, you know, it's possible to be able to breach the speed of light, to be able to take and record the transaction of a lot of electron passing us by on transit connections. We are broadcasting ourselves into space, and space aliens are visiting the planet, and that could be in fact our God. I don't know. I know that I believe that God will not allow whomever God he is, will not allow this hate-based orientation of VIP status to return back into position of power. This latest already captured his power to return to his position of power to be into the enforcement of legitimacy of government. I don't think it's going to happen. I would rather destroy the entire species of humans. They'd allow that suffrage. And then we have artificial intelligence, and we have to enact laws that control the dynamics to which people are responsible. People, human beings, are responsible for the code that they create, and that's part of moral responsibility on plato.stanford.edu. The worst thing here, that is American citizen that was born in San Bernardino, California on September 1, 1965, in reaching out to every way possible, and nobody's talking, cuz you can't possibly realize the outrageous mistake you have made, and you have to acknowledge this because it has to be deconstructed. There's no other way but you deconstruct what has happened to deconstruct. For this happened to me means there has to be a drama of counsel, a drama without counsel meeting outside of the police authority to police this kind of thing, because they're not taking responsibility and for so long. So there has to be a council here to acknowledge these facts of our society, and there is no consulate so far created. Allegiance to the promise of a sustainable future instead of a back-burning, backpedaling, back-alley special interest bullshit house of cards eventually collapses. Go away, you can't participate in our actual picture. Go away, leave the country. As I said, all these things that you all know exactly where I stored every single action that I made, that you all don't know these things already, and Justin just referenced them up because you were bothering me, so I know what I said. I don't need to apply that the person on the terms of this message is a complete dumb idiot reset from the real Asian realization that everything I'm saying has entered elective, and everything I'm saying is interconnected, and everything I'm saying is a collective message. Good day.